This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Activists led rallies across the United States, including outside the Supreme Court Tuesday, to protest states adding new bans against women seeking abortions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Groups like NARAL Pro-Choice are vowing to fight against laws that block women from getting access to abortions.
These anti-choice forces are coming for women, they're coming for doctors, and they're coming for Roe.
NARAL President Elise Hoag says new restrictions are designed to get the Supreme Court to ultimately overturn Roe versus Wade.
We stand together to call out politicians who talk so much about life, but don't seem to care about the lives of more than half of the population.
Vote them out.
While the activists are vowing to vote out lawmakers who work to restrict abortions this weekend, the vice president dug in.
Without apology for the sanctity of human life.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
British Prime Minister Theresa May told lawmakers Tuesday she plans to present a bill to Parliament next month that will include a provision to vote on whether to hold a second Brexit referendum. May told lawmakers that months of political wrangling have shown that leaving the European Union without a firm Brexit plan in place is not a viable option.
So if MPs vote against the second reading of this bill, they are voting to stop Brexit. If they do so, the consequences could hardly be greater. Reject this deal and leaving the EU with a negotiated deal anytime soon will be dead in the water. And what would we do then? Some suggest leaving without a deal. But whatever you think of that outcome, Parliament has been clear it will do all it can to stop it.
Britain voted to leave the EU 3 years ago. This is VOA News. Severe weather has ravaged parts of the central United States, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson declared another state of emergency. A tornado hit a drive-through wild animal park and blew a tractor trailer off a nearby road. Danny Lorton says it looks like a tornado hit the Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri.
We've lost campers in the campgrounds area, our bleachers up top. We lost it in the infield. We got a little damage to the grandstand section up top.
He spoke to KSBR-TV. Flooding and high winds have hit Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Parts of Missouri are still recovering from severe flooding in March along the Missouri River.
That's AP's Ed Donahue reporting. Former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a subpoena Tuesday to appear before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a key figure in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
McGahn is a key eyewitness to how the president handled the Russia probe and refused to show up at a hearing this morning. Chairman Gerald Nadler's threatening to hold McGahn in contempt and enforce the subpoena.
We will not allow the president to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness.
Democrats are debating how to handle the president's stonewalling. Some are pushing for impeachment hearings, while Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others want a more methodical approach. Either way, Republicans like Doug Collins say Democrats need to give up.
There's nothing here.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has set early parliamentary elections for July 21st, a day after being sworn into office. Zelensky dissolved parliament on Monday, fulfilling a campaign promise. Until recently, he was best known as a television comedian. He won the Ukrainian presidential election last month on a promise to end the five-year war with Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. He's also promised a change from the poverty and corruption that has defined the administration of his predecessor. Zelensky's only previous political experience was playing a president on a popular television show. A Nepali Sherpa on Tuesday completed a record 24th summit of Mount Everest, the world's highest mountain, breaking a record he set himself only 6 days ago. Kami Rita reached the 8,850-meter peak early on Tuesday morning. He completed his 23rd summit of the peak on May the 15th. And 49-year-old Rita says he's not done yet. He says he's still strong and wants to climb Everest one more time. Rita has been scaling the mountain since 1994. He got his start working as a guide for companies that organize Everest expeditions. May is the busiest month for Everest because the weather offers the best chance of making it to the top. Marissa Melton, VOA News.